Welcome to Startup Health Now, the weekly webcast that celebrates the healthcare transformers and change makers that are reimagining healthcare. My name is Unity Stokes, and today we have a great show with Toot Genomics and Reed Robison, the CEO and co-founder of Toot Genomics. Stick around, and we'll be digging into all sorts of fascinating things about genomics.
It is the duty of leaders to lead, of the creative to create, of the daring to do. The free world expects leadership of us. Its fate and our fate depends upon our leadership. We are industrious, inventive, restless, with the fires that burn within us. Well, I say that nothing is easy, and the best things are the hardest. And all our troubles, all our immense difficulties, now and in the future, can I say, be solved if we have the will, the courage. The future is to those who take it.
So welcome back. We are here with the CEO and co-founder of Toot Genomics, Reed Robison. Welcome. Great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So you are embarking on a mission that I think is one of the most fascinating of all. You're in this area of genomics. If you could start by telling our listeners what you're doing, who you are, and the mission that you're on with Toot.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I'm Reed Robison, CEO and co-founder of Toot Genomics. I'm a physician, a geneticist, and an entrepreneur, and I have set out with my co-founder, Kai Wong, and our stellar team that we've established to help personalize medicine.
That's extraordinary. So what does that mean, personalized medicine? And maybe paint a picture of what's possible now that genetics has changed so rapidly.
Yeah, it's a good question. So we all know that our healthcare system is a wee bit messed up. Yeah. That's why we're all here. And our medical treatment is not yet personalized. In fact, every time you get a diagnosis or a new medicine, there's a very real chance that it may be the wrong medicine or wrong diagnosis for you. Case in point, a very sad story actually is a number of years ago, there was a little boy, aged 9, I think, who had obsessive compulsive disorder, brought into his doctor by his parents, given a prescription for Prozac, but unknown to his doctor, this child had a genetic variant in one of his drug metabolism genes in his that affects how his body processes medicines like Prozac. And sadly, tragically, that medicine accumulated at toxic levels in his body, and he died. Very upsetting, because these types of things can be prevented if we know the genetic information, the genetic makeup of an individual. So fast forward until now, when the cost of sequencing the human genome has dropped to the point of widespread adoption where pretty soon everyone will start to get sequenced, and that information can be used by doctors, healthcare providers, to help make a genetic diagnosis, personalized treatment, and new research discoveries, for example.
So how close are we to that point where my mom goes in and has her complete genome sequenced?
So it depends. Over a decade ago, the world's largest science project was completed, the Human Genome Project, at a cost of $3 billion or so. We now can read the 6 billion letters that make an individual who they are. And that was, at the time, everyone thought this was opening a new door for personalized medicine, but the progress has been painfully slow because the cost of sequencing has just been so high. When Steve Jobs paid to have his genome sequenced, he paid $100,000. But last year at this conference, the $1,000 genome was announced. So I think we really are beginning a new era of genome-guided medicine. Practically speaking, this is happening in oncology and in rare diseases, inherited diseases of the newborn, like newborn ICUs are starting to sequence babies with unknown genetic conditions where it used to take weeks to get a single genetic test and thousands of dollars per test, where now for a fraction of the cost, you can sequence the whole genome. So it's happening, but it'll take a while still for that to trickle through other specialties into primary care and even preventative health.
And how does Toot Genomics fit into this picture? If you could maybe describe the platform and how it actually works and fits into this genomics puzzle.
Yeah, Toot Genomics is a cloud-based software platform for healthcare and researchers that lets doctors, labs, genetics researchers analyze entire human genomes or parts of the genome to support diagnostics, personalized therapeutics, and research discoveries. So we each have our individual genome in every cell in our body, and I mentioned the 6 billion letters, but we differ from each other at about 4 million of those, what are called variants. And that's where Toot comes in, is a lot of work has been done, not just in how to sequence the human genome and get the cost down, but also in the raw data processing to get to this list of variants. And we come in at the list of variants to help get from there to answers. What do these mean for health and disease? And so our software platform is a business-to-business software platform for healthcare to enable personalized medicine.
So would it, in the olden days, would it take days or weeks to get access to that kind of information? And how quickly does your platform work compared to how it used to be done?
So it's interesting. Before Toot, I was in a genetics researcher, a physician researcher, and I remember doing autism gene finding in my lab up at the University of Utah. It was kind of an informatics lab, not a wet lab, and I had a computer under my desk that I would used to analyze pedigrees of families where there was a lot of autism. And I remember setting up these analyses, and it would take 30 days to run through like 6,000 letters across this pedigree for the analysis. And I would just put a sign on it, say, no one touch this, and just say, please don't crash.
Just sat there and ran.
Yeah, and now we have this flood of data from the new way of sequencing, next-generation sequencing. But luckily, in this big data era and all of the servers we can spin up on demand in the cloud, we're well-equipped to handle that type of thing, and we can process a genome in a matter of minutes once we get the data. But another point is that in the olden days, we used to sequence one gene at a time. That's still actually the standard of care in many specialties. If you look at Myriad Genetics in Utah, for example, they sequence two breast cancer genes, BRCA1 and 2, and it costs about $3,000 or $4,000. That's a billion-dollar market right there that they have most of. But the whole world, including Myriad, has pivoted to this next-generation sequencing, where even Myriad has launched a 25-gene panel, and I'm sure that will grow from here. And when we hit the $500 or the $100 genome, everyone will get sequenced. And the question is, where does that data reside in a queryable and useful manner to help guide every important medical decision throughout our lives? And that's what we're aiming to become at Toot, is this repository of genetic information to help power the world's genetic knowledge and clinical decision support.
Amazing. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about your journey. I know you're a serial entrepreneur as well as a doctor. How did you get started? And then tell us about maybe the genesis of how you came to start Toot.
Yeah, so I trained, as I mentioned, as a physician. I first studied neuroscience in college and got fascinated by this unexplored frontier, the human brain, and what makes people tick. And then in med school, I saw this other vast kind of territory of unknown, the human genome. And so I went into psychiatry to kind of merge those two fields and did a genetics fellowship after my residency. And it became clear that it was a computational challenge. So I then did a postdoc in informatics, focused on gene finding, new disease gene discovery, and then computational methods for this. Joined the faculty at the University of Utah for a while doing research, but it was always my passion and plan to leave and be an entrepreneur. So I had started a couple companies in between then and Toot in the health space, and most recently one in the healthcare data analytics space. And when that was acquired in 2012, I exited and got to team up with my co-founder, Kai Wong, to start Toot. This is really what I am most excited about and passionate about, getting back to the human genome, the big data, and the personalized medicine mission we're on.
So many things to unpack there. Your team, you've got this amazing team that you put together, and you continue to grow that. What are some of the biggest lessons learned, either in your current venture or your previous ventures, that would be helpful to pass along to other entrepreneurs? Some of the biggest pieces of advice or lessons learned for other entrepreneurs?
Yeah, it's a good question. I get asked a lot by friends or people I meet in the startup world for advice and input. And one thing that I really like to emphasize is that you've got to believe 100% in your idea, or it's not worth doing. You don't do a startup for the money. You do it. You do it for. It's way too much work for that. You do it for the because you believe that your idea can change and improve lives, and then everything else falls into place. Money's great, of course, but and one way to test this is to pitch to as many people as you can and see what happens. How do they react? Does their mind wander, or do they perk up and get excited? Can you excite random people on who you meet and give an elevator pitch to with your idea? And I think that's a good litmus test for really believing in yourself and your idea. And then once you're all in, another thing I like to remind people of is focus. You've got to really be all in. You can't do two companies at once like Elon Musk. In this world of incessant smartphone buzzing and email alerts, I also think it's important to unplug on a regular basis, turn off your phone every day for a little bit.
Do you do that?
I do. I have to turn off Wi-Fi, you know, put the phone on airplane mode or hide it, just to be able to clear my mind, focus, and articulate this vision, this crusade we're on, whether it's for the world or investors or our clients or just plan out a strategy. I think
so you try to do that every day,
yeah, at least a little bit, or else you're constantly distracted. One kind of mentor of mine had put it and said that you're like a spinning top, if just getting bounced in different directions, if you're constantly giving into these distractions, and have to find a way to focus. So those are a couple things that I would share with new entrepreneurs.
That's very, very helpful.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I think is so great about what you guys have done so well is build a great team, and you're continuing to do that. You mentioned your co-founder, Kai Wong. Maybe give a little background on him, because I think it's extraordinary.
Yeah, Kai is probably the smartest person I know. He is a computational biologist who is on faculty at USC in LA, and he wrote software that essentially pioneered the ability to analyze a human genome. It's called Anavar, and it's open source. academic command line, but it's been cited by over 1,000 scientific papers. In fact, one study a little while ago looked at all of the genome analysis being done by labs on patients to find like a rare disease, and over half of them used Kai software, this open source tool, compared to the next best thing that was like 10% of the market. And I met Kai when I was at the University of Utah and doing autism genetics. Kai was, his autism paper, in fact, was, I think, one of Time Magazine's top 10 medical discoveries of 2009. And so naturally, I approached Kai as a collaborator. He wrote the software book on this, so to speak. So we worked on research together, collaborated, and after I had exited from my last company, we got to brainstorming and decided to jump all in with this venture, Toot Genomics, to bring genome analysis to the masses in a robust, scalable, and clinical grade manner.
And you just added David Middleman to your team as well?
Yeah, he's our new chief scientific officer who we met through the Startup Health Network, and we're really excited to have David. He's another very highly regarded geneticist in this field who came from the academic world, but has also done startups, as you know.
Gene by Gene, Arpeggi, which was acquired by Gene by Gene.
Yeah, so that was an exciting win for us as well.
That's amazing. So shifting gears a little, you guys, your business is doing really well as well. You've got a lot of traction. You've just raised a round of financing. Maybe just shed a little insight onto how things are growing, how things are evolving and developing as a business.
Yeah, sure. So luckily, it's a good time to be not only in digital health in terms of fundraising, but in genomics especially, because we are beginning this genome revolution where, you know, every doctor will need to be a geneticist because we're hospitals.
Do you think every doctor at some point will basically have that will be a part of what they're doing with their patients?
I think it's pretty well established. Even the U.S. government has said, after they threw some money at newborn sequencing last year, that one can envision the day when everyone will get sequenced, and it will likely happen at birth. And so, physicians and many other healthcare providers will need to be well equipped to handle that kind of information and use it to help personalize treatment. At Toot, we've been really fortunate in that we haven't had to work too hard. Fundraising's hard no matter what,
always,
but,
right.
But we haven't struggled to raise funds. We've had success in a good seed round in 2013 and then recently closed on what we called a Series A1 round, and that we're still working on wrapping up here this month.
And we just did this, we launched the Startup Health Angelist Syndicate, and you guys were actually the first company that we brought to that syndicate. And we were blown away because within, I think, 2 weeks, the initial goal we had, we doubled that goal with the syndicate. So what started as an experiment, we're definitely going to continue on because of the success of that first deal with you guys. So we were just blown away.
Yeah, that was exciting. I was honored when you guys approached us about the idea, and I love AngelList as a platform. I like this new way of crowdfunded angel investing with accredited investors. And it was exciting to see this allocation for the syndicate get oversubscribed and all the interest there. And what I like most about it is not just the visibility in the investment community, but now we have all these investors who share this vision with us, who are backing us, that we can kind of draw
in
from
your corner.
For support. Yeah, people rallying for Toot and helping us move forward this vision. So, thank you for supporting us.
We're very excited about what you're doing. So what are you most excited about? What's either with the state of the industry or what's going on? What's really sort of jumping out at you?
Yeah, well, as we were talking about, we've had some good luck in assembling this stellar team, this dream team, so to speak. We mentioned David Middleman. We also hired a VP of sales, Andy Olson, who helped take Signature Genomics to $20 million revenue when they were bought by PerkinElmer. And so we've got this team, and we've got our engineers, our bioinformaticists, and the sales BD operations team just ready to go. And the healthcare world seems ready for this, to adopt genomics in healthcare delivery for personalized medicine. So we're out there interacting with health systems, labs, research organizations, including pharma companies, and the response so far has been great. In fact, we haven't really spent any money on marketing, yet we continue to get an inbound inquiry through our website nearly every day from a new healthcare organization looking for a solution as they think about doing next-generation sequencing or getting into genomics.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So last question here to wrap up. Predictions for the future.
Yeah, it's interesting. A couple of thoughts on that. It's been an exciting 2 or 3 weeks for genomics and genome informatics in particular. One organization in this space who we've done some things with in the past called Beena was acquired by Roche. And then last week, a company called Nexcode, only 15 months old in the genome software space, was bought by Wuxi, a pharma research company in China. And then, of course, the announcement that Roche had acquired a majority share of Foundation Medicine today only kind of ramps up everyone's interest in genomics. I think it's pretty well established that genomics and next-generation sequencing will transform healthcare, and we're all just working as hard and efficiently as we can to help speed that up because the patients need it. Another little anecdote, before Kai and I started Toot, I was working as a physician at Intermountain Healthcare part-time after this last venture, and I was doing some genetics consults. I saw this little kid who, with developmental delay, autism, and the natural next step is to sequence their genome or order some genetic tests. Whole genome sequencing wasn't routinely done back then. It's only a couple years ago, but I ordered two genes for what I thought would be most likely, like Rett syndrome, Fragile X syndrome. Sent them off. The lab sequenced those two genes. The bill came back to the family, $6,000. Mm-hmm. No answers. And I just thought, never again am I sequencing one gene at a time when the $1,000 genome has arrived. We can get information on all 25,000 genes in the human genome. And I think that's what we're starting to see in, like I mentioned, in oncology, in cardiology, pain medicine, neurology, geriatrics, even to a certain extent in primary care, these panels of genes and pretty soon whole genomes. So I'm excited to see this happen more and more in medicine. And what we're doing at Toot to help with this is a big initiative of ours is to integrate with the electronic health records and the healthcare systems to get the genome data at the fingertips of the doctor and the patient where it's most useful and actionable to help guide medical treatment decisions.
Well, I just want to thank you. It's inspiring work that you guys are doing. It's an honor to be partners with you and really, really pleased how great things are going for you. And thanks for being here today.
Yeah, and thanks for all your support.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good day.